Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And I'm hoping you had a great time yesterday and maybe you got to use a little bit of your outdoor furniture over this holiday. Hopefully you did. And, you know, now also is time to maybe think about or be tempted to buy some new outdoor furniture. It's pretty much going on sale and there are some really neat looking things. Also, I think if you're really into decor and all those kinds of things, we keep seeing about all these outdoor living rooms and outdoor kitchens, and you know that prompts new furniture or additional furniture to be used outdoors. But just like our indoor furniture, sorry to say it, the outdoor furniture is not carefree. Even that resin kind of or plastic kind, you think, yeah, there's nothing to take care of that. Well, it all takes a little bit of care if you want it to last a while. And depending on, you know, how much you spend, how much you use it, how much time you want to give to it, well, a little care will make it go a little bit farther. And probably the first thing to do if you're looking at something new is to look at the manufacturer's instructions. And if you got something new a while ago, where are those? Or do you just have a good memory? Because, again, each product with different materials may have a different requirement for care. And some of that may be part of what you want to look at when you are purchasing something new, replacing something that you have. Almost all of the outdoor furniture would be better if it has a place to be stored during the winter time. And maybe even a place to put it during some of those really windy times we've had. The furniture can go skittering across the deck and land up who knows where, even if it's relatively heavy. We have a metal, it's kind of like a round ice cream table. Never thought about it tipping over in the wind, but it did and broke the top. Would have been better if we'd had it somewhere besides where it was. So, in the new furniture that people are looking at, and maybe you have, and related to this outdoor living area, many of them do have really cushiony cushions that look like indoor furniture, and hopefully it is made of a material that can withstand the sun and the rain without ruining it. And there are special fabrics as well as, of course, the vinyl kind of covering and protection to keep those fabrics looking good and not so worrisome about the weather. But even they need a little cleaning. And actually, depending on what they all are made of, you may just want to take a high-power hose to the cushions and get them really, really clean. But, of course, then it could take a while for them to dry, so you want a time when it's a pretty sunny day, maybe not too high humidity. And if it is appropriate, if you think they have a little mildew on them, you may want to add a little bleach to a water that you're using. But, again, that would depend a great deal on the fabric itself. Painted metal, well, there you have the metal is protected. But, of course, if it chips, then there's a chance for rust. And one of the things that we might not think about is that rusted metal furniture can drip and stain surfaces such as concrete and wooden decks. So checking it over and getting some paint on those chips, if there are any, at the beginning of the season and throughout the season is a good thing to do to protect the area where the furniture is. If your furniture, whether it's painted metal, aluminum, any wood, any other kind of thing that has moving parts, wheels and tilt backs and so on, any kind of moving parts, you may want to think about keeping those moving areas, whether it's bolts or some other kind of thing, oiled. But one recommendation says oil it with a silicone-based lubricant rather than oil, as we usually think of it, because, of course, the oil-based lubricants can collect dirt and grime and make it harder to clean those areas. So check out some silicone-based lubricant for the furniture moving parts. Aluminum garden furniture. Well, you know, that's easy to pick up and move around. It is easy to clean, but it's also easy to dent. It seems like every piece that has some plus also perhaps has a minus. But it is a lot of the aluminum kind is a fold-up kind, and it's easy to store. So, you know, it really has some pluses. In general, it's a good idea to use a high-quality car wax to clean aluminum outdoor furniture. Think about that. Car wax to clean your aluminum furniture. What about wrought iron? Wrought iron is very tough. It's pretty heavy duty. It's the kind that we probably think we can put out and, you know, not worry about it too much, which is really true. A little more weight to it, so you're not going to be moving it around. But again, it probably needs a little care. Washing it with mild soap and water is probably the best way to clean it. And kind of check it over to make sure there's no scratches to expose the metal, because this could, of course, can open it up to rust. So a little touch of paint or metal primer covers any scratches to keep it from getting rusty. Well, what about those naturally woven ones? Usually we think of as rattan, but there might be bamboo. And then some of it actually is vinyl or a resin that looks like a woven bamboo or natural kind of wood. It probably takes a little extra care because it's easy for the dust and so on to collect in the places where it's woven together. And you can use water to clean it. Again, the attempt is to use a high-pressure hose to get in all the little cracks and crevices. Probably best not to do that more than once a year, but maybe just before you put it away for the winter, because those natural materials can certainly absorb a great deal of moisture. And then when it's wet, whether you've used a hose or whether you've just washed it down with a little mild soap and some water, probably don't use it while it's damp, because that can stretch it out of shape. So be sure to do that far enough ahead so it will dry out before you get ready to use it for that, for yourself or the next time that you have company. And think about vacuuming those kinds of pieces of furniture. That may be a way to get some of that dust and dirt out of the crevices. Also, if it has a coat of shellac or varnish, you can use furniture wax on it after it dries out. If it's painted, again, you'll want to be a little careful about getting it too wet, because that's just going to, make that paint disappear a little bit. Wicker furniture may have, as we mentioned, a coat of varnish, and you can apply more varnish as the furniture wears. Make sure it's thoroughly clean and let it dry before using more varnish. Now, bamboo is one of the newer fibers that are available in the wicker-looking fabric or furniture. Do not wash bamboo furniture with a hose. That one is not a hose at all. Instead, use a moist cloth with soap and let dry, and use liquid furniture wax afterwards to protect the bamboo and give it a little extra shine. You know, this just sort of gets more complicated as we go in terms of all the choices you have. And another good reason when you are purchasing new furniture to take a second look at how you want to care for it. And it may affect which one that you buy. Well, we mentioned the plastic resins. Those are probably as close to carefree as you can get, but even they weaken and crack with time if not stored properly. They will last a long time if you put them in out of the sun and take care of them out of the winter when you're not using them. But, of course, they can be washed easily, and usually you have no problem with the color, although there are some that I've seen that the color fades when they sit out in the sun. So, you know, there's always a little bit of challenge. What about hardwoods? Probably a redwood piece is about as tough as you're going to get. Even when exposed to extreme weather, hardwoods will not rot and generally maintain their shape. So if you want something that you're not going to change the style on, something that's going to last for a long time, a hardwood is probably your best choice. Again, not not real easy to move around. They're a little heavier weight, but again, that's part of the wearability. They will eventually lose some of the color, but you can prevent this color fading effect by using some stains designed for outdoor wooden furniture. When you're replacing that stain, good idea to give it a little wash down, make sure it's good and clean before you put on that stain, and you may even need to do a little sanding to before you do that staining, but it can be looking good for years and years. Check the wood that you're getting. If it's teak, that requires really special care. It's weather resistant, but teak oils for indoor furniture sometimes cause dirt and dust to gather on your outdoor furniture. So, again, if you're venturing into something, some kind of material like teak or bamboo that you haven't done before, take an extra look at the care that you might want to give it to make it last a long time. Well, all of our property needs a little care usually to make it last and give us the best service, and that's the case with outdoor furniture too. Until next time, here's a thought. Worry never climbed a hill. Worry never paid a bill.